Chapter 5B. The method name is bilingual method. BILINGUAL. Bilingual method. This is comparatively a recent method invented by C.J. Dodson, D.O.D.S.O.N. of Wales. He claims that this method is very effective in teaching a foreign language because his experiments on pupils yielded desirable results. Heading: Philosophy behind the method. When the child learns mother tongue, he connects the meaning of words with his own experience. Because he learns the mother tongue in a real situation, in this way, he grasps GRASPS, the situation, or forms the concept in mind. For instance, mother asks the child, Ya Dala. Seeing the pulse itself, the child learns that this thing is called pulse in his mind. Now it will be a waste of time to create the situation again before the child when we are teaching him a foreign language, because the child has already experienced the situations while learning the mother tongue. So only mother tongue equivalents should be given without duplicating the situations. Heading: Characteristics. This method is a unique method, which is a midway between two old methods, as translation cum grammar method and direct method. The main characteristics of this method are: first, it emphasizes on creating situations not exactly like direct method. In this situation are created just by giving the mother tongue equivalent English words. Second, sentence is the unit of teaching. Third, rigorous, RIGOROUS, practice is done in sentence patterns. 4. It recommends use of mother tongue not exactly like translation cum grammar method. In this method, A. Grammar tongue is used to explain the meaning of new word, phrases, idioms, sentences, and grammatical points and rules. B. Word for word translation is not done. This type of translation is called interpretation by Dodson. C. Translations are only done by the teacher, not by the students, to explain the matter. D. After explanation, practice is done without the help of the mother tongue. E. Mother tongue is only used during early stages. Gradually, it can be dropped as students advance in learning. Heading: Merits. The merits of this method seem to be as follow. First, the time and labor of teacher is saved, which he would have wasted in creating real life situations. Second, this method does not need trained teachers. Third, it also stresses speech practice. Fourth, much audiovisual aids are not needed for this method. Fifth, it is suited to all types of schools, rural and urban. Sixth, it makes use of the linguistic habits formed during learning mother tongue. Seventh, experiments too have shown that students taught by this method learn much than other children. In India, Professor H. N.L. Shastri of Central Institute of English, Hyderabad, conducted an experiment. He divided students of fourth class into two groups. One group was taught by bilingual method, the other was taught by direct method. It was found that, first, the bilingual method group learned to speak 23 sentences, while the direct method group learned to speak only 14 sentences. Second, the average score of bilingual method group was 64%, as against the 52% of direct method group. Heading: Demerits. This method is still an experimental stage, but it has some of those demerits which translation cum grammar method has, and some of those which direct method has, because it is a midway of both. Heading: Approaches of English Teaching. There are two recent approaches in teaching English as a foreign language. First, structural approach, and second, situational approach. Heading: Structural approach. Due to the efforts and researches done by British Council in Institute of Education, University of London, and many other, this method came into existence. It is also known as new approach or oral approach. Some people confuse it with direct method, which is a mistake. Although it resembles direct method, yet it is different from that. This method can be called an improvement over direct method, as pointed out by Menon and Patel. Inverted comma open. The basic principles and techniques of structural approach do not differ widely from those of the direct method, and there are many teachers who still believe that it is the direct method with some additions and alternations necessitated by modern research into foreign language learning. It is true that there are many points of contact between the two, but the fact remains that by following the new arrangements of structural and grammatical forms instead of the old jumbled and unselected structures, the direct method is greatly improved. Inverted comma close. Some call it a method, but it is not proper. C.S. Bhandari and others say, inverted comma open, it is not a method, it is an approach. Any method can be used with it. Inverted comma close. In India, Madras is the first state to have this approach in vogue. V-O-G-U-E. Later, during the 60s, structural approach was popularized by the Central Institute of English, Hyderabad. In the rest of the country, this approach has been introduced in a number of schools in UP under the guidance of English Language Teaching Institute, Allahabad. Heading: Meaning of Structural Approach. In this approach, the basis of teaching is structures and patterns of English. According to Silva, Mohan and Mansing, structures or patterns is made by words which are arranged in a specified order. Therefore, it is called structural approach. It has been defined as Brewington, Brewington, inverted comma, open. A structural approach is a scientific study of the fundamental structures of the English language. Their analysis and logical arrangements, inverted comma, close. Menon and Patel. The structural approach is based on the belief that in the learning of a foreign language, mastery of structures is more important than a acquisition of vocabulary. C.S. Bhandari, inverted comma, open. The structural approach to English is teaching the learner contain selected structures in a certain order. Inverted comma, close. Heading, what is a structure? Languages have their own structures. English has also its own structures. It has been found that 100 sentences of the English about 600 structural words. Consider the following sentence. Mohan is there. Is Mohan there? There Mohan is. In the above three sentences, the same vocabulary items are used, which are Mohan, is, and there. But all the three sentences give different meanings due to different arrangements of these three vocabulary items. C.S. Bhandari and others define it as, inverted comma open, the different arrangements or patterns of words are called structures, inverted comma close. In different words we can say, inverted comma open. In structures, meaningful words are used in a particular order to convey their meanings, inverted comma close. C.S. Bhandari and others also say, structures may be complete utterance or form part of a large pattern. Thus, structures are tools of a language. They should not be confused with sentences. Structures do not need any grammatical background, whereas sentences are grammatical order of words. Heading, types of structures. Structures can be divided into the following four categories. First, sentence pattern. French defines sentence pattern as, inverted comma open, the word pattern means a model from which many things of the same kind and shape can be made, like houses which look the same, or shoes made alike, or a number of lorries, lorries, all of the same size and shape, though perhaps of different colors. A sentence pattern is therefore a model for sentence which will be of the same shape and construction, although made up to different words, inverted comma close. For example, it is 5 o'clock. Are you going? Taking the first model sentence, we can make many sentences like, it is 6 o'clock, it is 12 o'clock, etc. Second, phrase patterns. Phrase is a word or group of words which express an idea without it being a sentence or clause. For instance, under the table, on the table, into the basket, listening to, talking to. Third, formulas. Formulas are those words which are used on certain occasions. How are you? Good morning. Thank you. Pardon, please. May God bless you. Excuse me. 4. Idioms. Idioms like born with a silver spoon, to err is human, come in this category. These should be taught as a whole. Heading. Selection of structures. Those structures should be selected which have the following characteristics. A. Useful. The structures which occur frequently in both written and spoken language are useful. B. Simple. The structures should be simple for beginners. In the beginning, such structures should be taught. I am singing, you are walking, we are going. Later on, difficult structures should be taken. How nice it would have been if you were here. C. Teachable. Those structures should be taught first which are teachable. For instance, it can be taught easily. I am standing, then I am thinking. D. Structures should be up to the level of the learner's age. E. They should be up to the level of the learner's capacity to learn. Heading. Gradation of structures. After the selection of structures, they should be put in a suitable order. This is called gradation. Gradation can be done in the following manner. First, structures which identify things and persons. Second, structures which locate them in space. Third, structures which fix them in time. Heading, content words. Besides structures, in structural approach, content words are also taught, because without content words, teaching will be dull and uninspiring. Those content words should be used which spring from particular situations. For instance, the teacher is teaching. On the table is an apple, and he shows to the class an apple put on the table. Apple will be the content word about which the teachers should tell the students. The selection of content words should be deliberate depending on A. Usefulness, B. Simplicity, and C. Teachability of content words. Heading. Creating situations to teach structures. In order to make the structure meaningful to the learner and language learning natural, appropriate situations should be created. According to C.S. Bhandari, an appropriate situation should be created. A. To practice the structure and to reveal it on meaning. B. To build up a vocabulary of contained words. An example can make it clear. Suppose into has to be taught. The teacher should put up a basket before the people and putting an apple into should say, I am putting the apple into the basket. By creating the situation, the teacher can A. Make students practice and structure into the relate it to its meaning. B. Build up a vocabulary of apple. The situation can be created by first, gestures, G-E-S-T-U-R-E-S, gestures and actions. These gestures and actions can be either of teacher and pupils. Second, pictures. They should be colored. C, drawing on the blackboard. Heading, procedure of teaching. In this approach, every structure is taught separately. Generally, the following six steps are followed to teaching a structure or item. First step, presentation of item in appropriate situations by the teacher. Second step, oral drill by the students of those situations created in first step. Third, presentation of the items in some new situations. Fourth, oral drill by the student of those situations which were created in the third step. Fifth, overall drill. Heading, oral work. The advocates of a structural approach are of the view that proficiency in speech contributes to reading and writing. Besides, there is no language which has a script but no spoken form. There are many languages which exist only on the tongue and do not have any written symbols in early stages. Therefore, much oral work should be done. But it does not mean reading and writing should be ignored. Heading, principles of structural approach. F.G. French has stated the following three principles of structural approach. First, importance of the child's activity rather than the activity of the teacher. Second, importance of speech for firmly fixing word. Third, importance of the formation of the language habit to arrange words in suitable English sentence patterns. In order to replace the sentence patterns of the child mother tongue. Heading, aims of structural approach. The following are the aims of this approach according to Menon and Patel. First, to lay the foundation of English by establishing through drill and repetition of about 275 graded structures. Second, to enable the children to attain mastery, M-A-S-T-E-R-Y, over an essential vocabulary of about 3,000 root words for active use. 3. To correlate, C-O-R-R-E-L-A-T-E, the teaching of grammar and composition with the reading lessons. 4. To teach the four fundamentals skill, namely understanding, speaking, reading and writing in the order method. 5. To lay proper emphasis on the oral approach. Active method and the condemnation of formal grammar for its own sake. Heading, structural syllabus. Application at junior and senior levels. For teaching through this method, a structural syllabus should be formed. Professor S.C. Sarkar rightly suggests, it would certainly be useful for the English teacher to have before him the most essential structural items arranged in reasonable and practicable sort of teaching sequence, A structural syllabus is a graded list of language items to be taught to each class. A text is also prescribed that goes with it. In India, many structural stimuli have been prepared by different states and institutions. Some well-known are prepared by first Madras State, second committee appointed by the All India Council for Secondary Education, third the English Language Teaching Institute, Allahabad, fourth Central Institute of English, Hyderabad, fifth Regional Institute of English, Chandigarh. There should be some difference between the syllabus of first 3 or 4 years and for higher classes. According to NCERT, the syllabus for the first 3 or 4 years of English should cover the fundamental structures of the English language and a specified vocabulary. From the second year of English onwards, interesting supplementary readers should be provided. F.G. French has suggested the following structures to be taught during the first 3 years of language teaching. First, simple to two-part patterns. Example, you or eat, I or write. Second, simple three-part patterns. He, she, singing, you are sitting. Third, simple four-part patterns. I went to Kashmir. You came to college. Fourth, the interrogative forms of these patterns. Are you going? Is she singing? Fifth, the interrogative forms of these patterns. Where have you been? How are you? Sixth, patterns using there and it. There are four bananas. It is a table. Seventh, order patterns. Do you work? Sit down. This approach forms a sound and correct background at the early stage by drill work, reading and writing. According to NCERT, the syllabus in English for last 2 or 3 years of English, depending on the duration of the course, need not be arranged in terms and graded structure. Essentials of elementary grammar should be introduced in the last 2 years of the English course. By the end of secondary level, 2,500 words should be in the active and 500 words should be in the passive vocabularies of the pupil. But the current syllabi are rigid and demand mechanical drilling of isolated language items. There is no continuity between syllabi and of lower and higher class, as pointed by NCERT. The majority of current syllabuses lack continuity. The syllabuses for the first 3 or 4 years of English are usefully formed on the structural patterns, but those of the later years are still traditional and bear no relation to the former. The following are some of the qualities of a good structural syllabus. First, it can be used by an average trained teacher. Second, provisions are made in it for revision of items already taught. According to NCERT, units should provide a systematic revision of earlier structures. Proper presentation and practice of new structures and for preparing the ground of the structure that were to follow. Inverted comma close. 3. It can enable student to do composition after learning 5 or 6 items. 4. Textbooks that go along with structural syllabus should be interesting. 5. The teaching sequence of the chosen items should be neither rigid nor arbitrary, as pointed out by SC Sarkar. Heading: Merits of the Approach. The following are the merits of this approach. First, according to Jesperson, inverted comma open, language cannot be separated from sound, inverted comma close. This approach emphasizes more on speech or oral aspect of language learning. Second, with a well-selected and well-graded program, this approach can be effectively adopted at all stages. Third, it creates appropriate environment for learning the language. Four, a structural approach can help in teaching prose, poetry, etc. As viewed by R.K. Jain, inverted comma open, if we have a program of teaching language along with literature, just as we have from class 9th and upwards, even at the university stage, where pupils offer English, there too, structural approach can be of much help to the teachers, inverted comma close. Fifth, due to much oral drilling, whatever is learnt in the class remains suitable in their minds. Sixth, this approach gives ample opportunities to students to give expression to their ideas and feelings. Seventh, the principles on which this approach is based are scientific. 8. Besides oral work, it emphasizes reading and writing. In this way, it fulfills all the fourfold objectives of language teaching: understanding, speaking, reading, and writing. 9. After 6 or 7 years of language learning, students have a command over A. 275 basic structures and B. 3000 words. 10th, at the time of learning structure, the child inductively learns from grammar. 11th, in the words of Shanti Sarap, inverted comma open, the special virtue of the structural approach lies in the fact that at every stage, the objectives of teaching and of learning are very clearly defined and are attainable, proceeding a delightful sense of mastery and confidence, inverted comma close. 12th, this approach stabilizes a system in teaching English. It systematizes the work of syllabus makers, textbooks, writers, and teachers. 13th, it amounts to economy of efforts because the work of teacher is thoroughly streamlined, which permits a minimum of wastage. 14th, it makes both teachers and students active, which is psychologically sound. 15th, by using this approach, the teacher can attend to more or almost students of his class. Heading, demerits of the approach. Some scholars charge some allegations against this approach on the basis of some of the demerits which this approach seems to have. First, like direct method, it is most suited to lower classes. Second, it overlooks the linguistic habits already formed while learning in mother tongue. Third, only well-selected sentence patterns can be taught through this approach. Fourth, textbooks prescribed in courses cannot be taught through this approach. Trivedi and Gandhi says, inverted comma open, this approach requires nicely planned textbooks which should have a regular frequency of the language material used therein. Till such textbooks are produced, the structural approach will have to be at the mercy of deficient tools. Fifth, too much mechanical drilling is emphasized. It makes the class dull and uninteresting. Sixth, this approach is not for teaching. First, prose, second, poetry, third, grammar, and fourth, pronunciation. Seventh, this approach is really successful in overcrowded classes. Eighth, teachers trained in translation cum grammar method find it difficult. Ninth, it does not tell teachers how a new item should be presented or drill should be conducted. The teacher himself has to think over. 10th, this approach demands too much material aid in order to create a real life situation. 11th, teacher's center of interest becomes the material aid and he ignores the children. 12th, if the structural syllabus is followed strictly, it cannot be taught within the time. 13th, teachers trained on the lines of the approach are very few. 15th, it is difficult to apply this approach to every sphere of teaching and testing. 15th, according to Professor R.N. Ghosh, this approach overemphasizes A. oral presentation, B. teaching of structural items, C. monolingual presentation, D. mechanical drilling, and E. rigid sequencing of structures resulting in the production of uninteresting reading materials. 16th, Professor R.N. Ghosh further says that this approach neglects A. reading of all types, B. vocabulary expansion, C. exploitation of the pupil knowledge of the mother tongue, and D. possibilities of a more flexible structural grading and production of interesting reading materials. Heading, precautions. If the following precautions are taken, this approach can be much fruitful. First, the structures should be graded, arranged, and illustrated on the basis of linguistic research findings. Second, the teacher should not play the role of structuralist all times. He should remain a teacher most of the time. Third, other methods should also be used along with this approach. Fourth, many new contents Words should be introduced in teaching one structure. This approach is still in an experimental stage, and difficult institutes of English teaching are typing to improve it. No doubt, this approach is superior to old methods of teaching. Randolph Quirk, RANDOLFQUIRK, proclaims, inverted comma open, "The structural approach brings us nearer to an understanding of the most characteristic human activity and nearer to linking up with the rest of man's patterns and systematic behavior," inverted comma close. Heading, Situational Approach. This approach basically tries to teach English as the child learns his own mother tongue. The main standpoints of the mother tongue learning are: first, every item of mother tongue is learnt in a real situation. Second, whatever the child understands and expresses it connected with his own life. Third, the situation in which the child learns and mother tongue are repeated again and again. Parachange. From these points, it can be concluded that the second or third language at English should also be taught by forming links between new words and real situations. The problem is how to create a real situation in the classroom. This is a practical problem, not a theoretical one. The situational approach merely tries to solve this practical problem. It therefore indicates how to teacher should create a real situation in the classroom. Heading, Main Characteristics. The main characteristics of this approach are: first, the teacher introduces new words incidentally in the class. Second, many opportunities are offered to the learners to associate the meaning of new words and corresponding situations. Third, appropriate materials are used to create proper situation. Fourth, constant repetition is stressed. Fifth, several examples are given in a short period. Sixth, the teacher puts a lot of questions about the created situation and himself answers them. 7. Revision is another important thing. 8. The chain of actions of the teacher is unbroken. 9. Teacher's actions are not silent, but he gives continuous statement about his action, puts questions and answers himself. Heading, Procedure. First, presenting new vocabulary and syntax. Objects of the classroom can be presented as follow. Teacher, it is a table. I am pointing to the table. I am standing near the table. That is a blackboard. I am pointing to the blackboard. The table is near the blackboard. Second, presenting opportunities of recognizing affirmative, negative, and interrogative forms of speech. Teacher, what is this? This is a table. Is this a table? Yes, this is a table. Am I pointing to the table? Yes, I am pointing to the table. Are you pointing to the table? No, you are not pointing to the table. What is that? That is a blackboard. Am I pointing to the blackboard? Yes, I am pointing to the blackboard. Third, repetition of these statements. Fourth, using imperative. The teacher now orders students to perform some activity and he himself gives a statement. Teacher, Suresh, stand up and go near the blackboard. Suresh is going near the blackboard. Is he going near the blackboard? Yes, he is going near the blackboard. Fifth, putting questions to the class. Now the teacher asks questions relating to the statements given by him. Question, is this a table? Question, what is this? Question, where is Suresh standing? In the beginning, the teacher can give all the instruction in the mother tongue, but gradually he should switch over to English. After this, other activities like writing and reading should be performed. Heading, precautions. According to A.S. Hornby, H-O-R-N-B-Y, the following are the points a teacher should keep in his mind while teaching with this approach. First, all new words must be presented clearly to the class in situations that makes their meaning clear. Second, the amount of new material in each period must be limited to what can be assimilated by students. Third, the pupils must hear numerous repetitions before being called upon to produce. Fourth, when pupils are called upon to produce, they must engage themselves in the activities about which they are speaking. Fifth, action chains and long sequence are preferable to isolated actions. Action chain are sequence of activities inside the classroom to tell the meaning of new words and syntax. Sixth, there must be constant revision. Seventh, this kind of work should occupy not more than 1/3 of the whole period. The other 2/3 of the period may be devoted to pronunciation drills, reading, spelling, and writing. 8. The teacher must be efficient. A.S. Hornby points out, inverted comma open, the situational approach makes great demand upon the teacher. He must have ready invention, be quick to see where there is comprehension and where there is the need for revision. He must himself be fluent in the language which is teaching. Inverted comma close. Heading, merits. First, this approach follows the principles of interest. Second, action chains make the class lively. Third, it also follows the principle of variety and simplicity. Fourth, it emphasizes on learning by play. Fifth, this approach gives stress on learning through hearing. Sixth, material aid is also used. Demerits. First, only well-selected words are and sentence patterns can be taught by this approach. Second, this approach suits only to lower classes. Third, due to over-drilling and repetition, the class becomes monotonous and dull. Fourth, this approach is not meant for teaching. First, prose. Second, poetry. And third, composition. Fifth, test books cannot be taught by this method. Sixth, this approach requires trained teachers. Parachange. The foregoing description clearly indicates that there is no one method or approach which can be called perfect. No one has all the indices of good method or approach mentioned previously. Everyone has some merits as well as some demerits. It can be concluded that For achieving the teaching objectives, the teacher should not be rigid in the use of particular or specified methods and approaches. He should be apt in choosing an appropriate method or approach according to the subject matter and objectives. End of chapter 5th. Now, exercise. Essay type question. First, what are the advantages and disadvantages of translation cum grammar method? Second, what is the concept of direct method? How did it improve upon the translation cum grammar method? Third, what do you understand by direct method? Is it a particular practical method of teaching? Give reasons. Fourth, what do you understand by the term direct method in English teaching? What steps will you take to teach English to your pupils through direct method? Illustrate your answer by giving suitable examples. Fifth, so in what way direct method is improvement over translation cum grammar method? How can a teacher effectively use it? Sixth, what is the difference between the term methods, approach, techniques, and devices? Short answer type questions. First, what are the indices of evaluating the usefulness of a method and an approach? Second, give suggestions for improvement of translation cum grammar method. Three, give the merits of the direct method. Objective type question. First, method is a means to an fill in the blanks. Second, direct method does not teach it blank. Third, the unit of teaching in direct method is blank. Fourth, method is a body of blank that a teacher adopts in the classroom teaching learning situations. A. Principles. B. Norms. C. Techniques. D. Pointers. Fifth, Dr. West's method is also known as play. B. Practical. C. Reading. D. Inductive. Sixth, bilingual method is less than direct method. A. Direct. B. Costly. C. Practical. D. Hopeful.